morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We're talking some Packers football this morning, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Railbird Central. Be an interesting day because we're following along with Green Bay Packers training camp practice as it's happening at Reinitschke Field in Green Bay. But to kick things off today, talk about some football, we have a special guest on the line on the phone. We have Howie Magner of Milwaukee Magazine joining us. Howie, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, waking up, having a cup of coffee, and ready to talk a little bit of Packers football, especially the way the Milwaukee Brewers are going. I think it's time to probably change our focus a little bit over to the football field.
I would agree, and I have to apologize to Howie here. We actually had started our conversation and nobody was hearing us. Sorry to all our listeners here at Railbird Central for the first minute or two of the show, but we've got our technical glitches fixed and I think everybody can hear us now. But let's talk some football, Howie. Training
Brian,
camp.
You might want to get in touch with your technical engineering director to make sure that something like that doesn't happen again. I mean, Your big budget operation over there with a network behind you. You want to make sure that they get things right.
No, exactly. It'll get lost in the shuffle here at Cheesehead TV. I've got so many producers and you name it. I might not know who to talk to.
I don't know how you do it, man. Got your hand in everything and you do it all well. So but thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Howie. I've known you going back a couple years now and appreciate the love you've always given to Cheesehead TV. But let's talk some football. Training camp is underway. Football is back, and one of the big questions heading into the season is the Green Bay Packers defense. Will it improve this season? How will it improve? Feel free to take that question in any direction you want.
Sure, it has to improve, right? I mean, it has to improve because it's really hard to imagine it being any worse than it was last year. And it has to improve because they made such an emphasis on it in the draft this season. And you look at guys like Nick Perry and Jarrell Worthy and even Casey Hayward looks now like he's going to play a pretty significant role, and maybe even the case with Mike Daniels and Jerron McMillan at safety. But you just have to believe that the pass rush is going to be better, and if the pass rush is better, you hope that impacts the secondary, and that will be better. It's going to be really interesting to see how moving Charles Woodson back to safety impacts things. I have to believe they're feeling pretty comfortable in that, as well as feeling comfortable in the rookies. Otherwise, they wouldn't have cut Charlie Prepra so early, not even early in training camp, before training camp really got started. So if you're a Packers fan, you hope that all of these moves that they've made are going to really show bear some fruit as the season continues. But I just can't believe it's going to be as bad as it was last year. And if it is, then there's some serious questions to be asked of everybody involved in the defense.
Well, you mentioned the rookies here, and you mentioned how the Packers went defense heavy during the NFL draft. Is there any of these guys maybe in particular, or one or two, that you're really excited to see and see what they've got here, you know, as training camp opens, the pads come on, and we see what these guys have?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I think everybody, when you're a first-rounder like Perry is, you expect him to make an impact. And then I think the further, you know, down the draft board that you go, you're more surprised if guys are going to make an impact. But it really sounds like the Hayward kid, they might start putting a lot of faith in him. And then a guy that I'm really curious to see, because frankly I don't know much about him, but I've already seen some complimentary things said about him, is Mike Daniels. I think it wasn't too long into training camp before Mike McCarthy was was complimenting his ability to help bring some juice to the defensive line. Now, I don't know how often McCarthy compliments rookies, but I can't imagine it's too often, because usually coaches like to make rookies earn some things. But if he's starting to hand out praise to these guys early on, then there has to be a reason. And same thing with Hayward, too. I just go back to the fact that I was really caught off guard by the Charlie Pepper thing. And part of the reason that they did that was because they were really comfortable moving Woodson to safety, I imagine. And I imagine part of the reason they were comfortable moving Woodson to safety is because they were comfortable with a guy like Hayward playing a lot of minutes. So you have to believe that if they think these guys are ready, then they're ready. And then as fans, you should expect some pretty impactful play from them.
Do you think all these moves in the secondary are going to work? You know, they're kind of moving Charles Woodson to safety here. They've making all these alterations. You know, Jarrett Bush was getting a lot of press in the first few days of training camp because he was working with the starters. Sam Shields was kind of demoted, it seems like, a little bit. You know, do you think these things will work out in the end for the Packers in their pass defense?
I'd feel really confident about the Woodson move to safety. He's always just struck me as such a cerebral player. And I think that playing the safety position just kind of lends itself to that. I mean, he can kind of survey the field a little bit more. He can, you know, read a play a little bit more and maybe make an impact in different areas of the field than, you know, when you're just locked up with a guy one-on-one are responsible for a smaller zone. So I really expect Woodson to do quite well at the safety position. And I saw some comments that said where he said the move re-energized him and got him, you know, recommitted. And a recommitted Charles Woodson, I think, has to be a good thing. As far as the other moves that they've made, you know, you have to hope that the Bush move, that they're making that with belief that he's turned a corner or that he's ready to play a larger role. And look, I don't know nearly as much football as the guys on the ground there, as the coaching staff, as GM Ted Thompson, and they've had such success through the years that I have to trust their opinion to get things right. So if they are saying that a guy like Bush is ready for a larger role, then I'm willing to go along with what they say, at least in the early showing, at least until you see some evidence that that's not the case. So it certainly appears to me that they've got a plan, that last year's lack of performance really woke them up and kind of prompted them to be ready to make what is a pretty large overhaul. And then you've still got the pieces in place that you can count on. You've still got, guys, you know, Clay Matthews, you know he's going to be there, assuming he's healthy, and he's going to be making a big impact. And you hope that putting Nick Perry on the other side is only going to increase that impact. So it's early. I know that it disappointed a lot of people last year the way they performed, but maybe the good to come out of that, if you're a fan, is that it prompted them to make a pretty major overhaul, and that you can look forward to a lot better things here this season.
Well, we touched quite a bit on here on the defense so far, but the offense, of course, got all the headlines last year. They made all the plays. They were putting up yards and points like nobody's business. Let's talk about them a little bit. You know, the offense, it kind of revolves around the passing game. It's always been that way under Mike McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers just puts up huge numbers. He's got a great receiving core. But of course, the other part of the game, and it's a big part of football, is the running game. And it kind of seems to be secondary in Green Bay. Is that always going to be the case in Green Bay, with the running game kind of being playing a supporting role to the offense and the passing game?
In a word, yes. I mean, as long as Mike McCarthy is your coach, and as long as Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, then I think that you are destined to play second fiddle if you are involved in the Packers running game. And frankly, that's the way it should be, because Rodgers is such a talented quarterback and has done so many things that that people really haven't seen a quarterback do in Green Bay. And that's amazing to say when you think about the guys that have played quarterback in Green Bay. And yes, of course, number one on that list would be Brett Favre. But I just think back to when the whole Favre-Rodgers thing was going on, and there were so many questions about what Rodgers would be able to do, and was he up to the challenge, and all of that type of stuff. And I have to believe that he has answered every single question that every reasonable critic could have possibly had. And he is the franchise now, and there's just no getting around that. And not only is he the franchise, but now whenever anybody is talking about the best quarterbacks in the game, he's there in the same sentence as Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. And who could have seen that coming 4 years ago? So when you've got a guy like that on your roster who's so good and so efficient in the passing game, has basically revolutionized it almost from a Green Bay perspective, then yeah, if you're a running back, I'm sorry, you're going to be in his shadow, and that's just the way it is, and there's not really anything wrong with that.
Okay, can the passing game and Aaron Rodgers and his, you know, great supporting cast of wide receivers, can they be as effective this year as they were maybe last year when they, you know, like I said, just put up so many points?
I don't see why not. I think the only question, I don't have real questions about the wide receivers. I think that Finley's going to be fine, and I think Greg Jennings is going to be fine. And look, maybe Jennings with the contract deal is even going to take his game up a level, if you can believe that. You know, James Jones, what you get out of him is what you get. I think I've kind of reached a plateau when it comes to James Jones, in as far as my opinion goes. I think you accept the fact that he's going to make some maddening drops, and you expect the fact that he's going to make some great plays, and you just have to be ready for both ends. I'm kind of curious to see how Randall Cobb develops, and I think if he does develop, then it just it adds yet another weapon that Rodgers can use. But one of the key things, and I don't know if it's gotten as much scrutiny as I thought it would, but I'm kind of really curious to see how the offensive line is going to come together, because there's some moving parts in there. And when you add in a new safety, a center as experienced as Jeff Saturday is, there's going to be an adjustment period. And one of the most important things that I've always thought with regards to offensive line play is consistency. And they haven't had that yet. They haven't had that time together yet. And, of course, if the offensive line breaks down, then it's going to affect the passing game, because Rodgers isn't going to get the time that he needs. So if there was one question mark that I had on the offense, even though, you know, you're without Ryan Grant and you're bringing in Starks to kind of be the face of the running game now, it's not that. It's going to be the offensive line, and particularly how they pass protect going forward.
I everything you're saying is I'm agreeing with here. I'm not in my head here. You're in mid-season form, Howie.
You might be in trouble.
But
you might be in trouble if you're agreeing with me too much, Brian.
Well, we'll see what you got right now. I'm going to ask you for your season prediction for the Packers, and I'll hold you to this. I'll come back and point out how right or wrong you were. So, what's going to happen this year for the Packers? What do you think is, how is the season going to play out?
Packers will win at least 12 games in the regular season. They will win their division. They will not have a first-round flop like they did last year. they will go to the Super Bowl, and they will win the Super Bowl. How's that? Is that going out on a limb enough?
That winning the Super Bowl is going out on a limb, that's for sure. Do you really believe that, or are you just playing to the hometown crowd here?
No, I really do. I think, frankly, they were the best team, certainly from an offensive perspective. Last year, I was as surprised as anybody about what happened in the Giants game. I think it's unbelievable that they went 15-1, given the defensive issues that they had, and I think that the defense is going to be better. I think that they will get the offensive line straightened out, and I just think they're the best team in football. I mean, look, it's football, and anything can happen, and you know, God forbid Rodgers gets hurt, and then all of that stuff goes out the window. But I'm not quite as sold on San Francisco as being quite as dominant as they appeared to be last year. I know people are expecting the Bears to be a bit of a tougher draw this year than they were last year, especially with the addition of Brandon Marshall. And then, you know, the AFC, you've got Pittsburgh over there again. You've got the Patriots again. But look, when you get right down to it, I think that Green Bay is the best team in football, and if they play to their ability throughout the season and into the playoffs, then I think they should win the Super Bowl, and we'll see what happens.
We will. Howie, I appreciate you joining us here on the show this morning. I find myself agreeing with you here. I do think that myself, the Packers are, you know, right up there to winning the Super Bowl. I can't sit here and say they're going to go undefeated or 15-1 like they did last year. That's just so hard to do for any team. But I really do think they'll be Super Bowl contenders as well, at least. So, Howie, thank you so much for joining us here on a Monday morning. I apologize again for the technical difficulties and the early wake-up call, but maybe we kickstarted your morning a little bit.
You really did. I appreciate it, Brian. I had a lot of fun, and good luck to the Packers throughout the season, to the fans, and have fun.
Thanks a lot, Howie. Take care, and we'll talk to you again sometime.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye. Howie Magner of Milwaukee Magazine joining us here on Railbird Central this morning on Cheesehead TV, talking some Packers football as training camp is going on. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Got a whole cast and crew this morning. I see Zach Cruz is running the live blog here, and we're importing all our Twitter feeds from across from Reinitschke practice field here. Got reports streaming in. So, you know, I've been kind of trying to run an interview here, but trying to keep an eye on the live blog at the same time, trying to keep track of some of the things that are going on here at practice. You know, one of the good things I see here on a Monday morning, the Packers' first practice after a day off during training camp. So they started training camp on Thursday, practiced Thursday, Friday, had their first day of pads Saturday. And then they got Sunday off. That's good. That's good. Get a day off. Get a day to refresh. Get a day to recuperate after, you know, getting a start to the season. But now they got, you know, several straight days here of work. You know, they've got all week long here, Monday through Thursday, four straight days of practice leading up to family night on Friday. So going to be a very busy week here. Practices every morning. Actually, they'll switch to a night practice on Thursday, but yeah, getting up at 8:15 a.m. So after they have the day off, I see some guys finally getting back to practice here, which is nice to see if you're a Packers fan or you're the player themselves. So tight end JerMichael Finley getting back to practice last week. JerMichael Finley had a slight concussion, they're calling it. You know, after getting banged around during practice, presumably on a hit by Tremont Williams. Weren't wearing pads, but Tremont Williams, I remember, making a, you know, kind of an aggressive play on the ball and just kind of ran into JerMichael Finley, actually knocked him down to the ground. And I don't think that you know, that it's anything too serious. But, you know, it's good to see him back and back on the field. You know, of course, a guy who you expect to be a integral part of the offense, like JerMichael Finley, you're glad to see him back in the fold and back on the field. You know, and it, another thing, not injury related, but it looks like Anthony Hargrove is back. He missed, you know, practice last week, apparently due to the last 2 days. He was there for the first day, but missed the last 2 days due to an excused reason, which nobody, the coaches or anybody, didn't elaborate on. But you might assume that it had something to do with his, you know, his case against the NFL that's pending in court, or the case that Jonathan Vilma is bringing up. You know, they're looking for an injunction, basically, to not, you know, to end his suspension. Anthony Hargrove suspended for the first 8 games of the season by the NFL. But he's back today, back at practice. And, you know, he's not going to get a whole lot of playing time, especially with the starters or anything like that. You know, they're kind of limiting his reps. The Packers know he's not going to be part of the team, at least to begin the season. But he's getting to practice, getting to learn. And good to see him back in the fold, you know, learning, taking part in everything. Let's see what else here. Shaky Smithson is back, and tight end Brandon Bostic are back. I mean, we're talking about a couple guys here down the depth chart, and guys who maybe aren't expected to perhaps make a huge impact for the Packers this year. But, you know, those are types of guys fighting for practice squad spots, and you know, it's just better to see him out there than on the sideline. So good to see the Packers getting a little bit healthy today after a day off. Now, as I said on Twitter right before the show started, right before practice started today, it's time to get some of these guys off the PUP list, you know, who were started the season there, guys who haven't been able to pass their physical or pass a conditioning test. We're talking about guys like first-round draft choice last year, Derek Sherrod, after his broken leg, who, you know, apparently is close to coming back, but not yet, at least. So hard to say how far he is away. Got to get Frank Zombo back, a guy, the outside linebacker who, you know, his rookie year in the NFL in 2010, made a lot of waves, but he's got to get on the field. I mean, we'll just say it flat out. Frank Zombo is on the verge of being cut here. He made waves during his rookie year. What, he had 4 sacks during the regular season? Of course, he had the big sack in the Super Bowl of Ben Roethlisberger. But since that time, you know, he was not even able to stay healthy last year, was not able to, you know, stay on the field whatsoever. Impact last year, minimal at best. I mean, there was issues, beyond issues, with Frank Zombo last year. Multiple injuries to multiple parts of his body. You know, he broke his scapula, his shoulder issue during training camp last year, but then during the season had hamstring issues, and that's what's keeping him out right now, his hamstring. So he's got to get back on the field if he hopes to win a roster spot this year. And I put the phone number up on our broadcast here. If you want to call into the show, share your thoughts about training camp this year, feel free. The phone number is area code 347-352-0154. If you want to share your thoughts about anything happening with the Green Bay Packers here as we're following along with training camp practice this morning, you know, feel free to call in. It's much as much your show as it is mine, and I love doing it here, but I want to talk about what you want to talk about, and there's plenty of direction which we can certainly take this show, take the discussion. Until that happens, or until anybody wants to change the conversation here, I did notice, I think it was a tweet from Rob Domofsky of the Green Bay Press Gazette that's now scrolled by, but mentioning that Sam Shields is back with the first string on the Packers dime defense. You know, we talked about with Howie Maigner earlier, very in-depth about the secondary here and all the changes that have been going on from Charles Woodson to safety and Jarrett Bush with the starters. And but the Packers play a lot of sub-package defense, you know, getting in their nickel and dime packages. So there's a lot of opportunities for all sorts of defensive backs to get a lot of playing time here. And, Jarrett Bush has been playing with the starters, but because of that, you know, he's taken the place of somebody, and that somebody's been Sam Shields, who's kind of been demoted after getting a lot of playing time, not just last year, but the last 2 years in the Packers' nickel and dime defense. And so he was starting, even though he was demoted as kind of a starter, per se. Sam Shields was with the dime defense of the Packers to begin training camp, you know, when it opened last week, Thursday. But then all of a sudden, Casey Hayward, the rookie out of Vanderbilt, the second-round draft choice, starts to make waves, starts to make plays, get some interceptions. You saw in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bob McGinn wrote a very glowing article about Casey Hayward and how good he's looked in the early days of training camp. And you know, granted, still a long way to go here. Still a long way to before we anoint him a starter or even a contributor to the Packers this year. We hope that's the case, but you know, we got to wait till they play some games yet. But good, you know, nothing but good things about him so far, and that's great. Was inserted into the first string dime defense this past week, you know, and got, you know, was playing next to guys like Tremont Williams and Charles Woodson. That's great to see a rookie be doing that. But apparently, giving Sam Shields a chance now once again today. And who knows, maybe it's this thing where the coaches are just trying to shuttle these guys in and out, give them all an equal shot and equal chance. And you know, letting things shake out, you know, and see, letting the cream rise to the top, you know. If they all get their chance, you get to see who plays the best. You know, whether it's Casey Hayward, whether it's Sam Shields, or a guy we haven't talked a whole lot about, Devon House. And I noticed before on the live blog, discussion was you know, talking about centering on Devon House and where he's at. And it's early. I mean, this is the fourth training camp practice, and you know, by now, four practices in, you can probably start to make a little bit of inferences about how guys are doing, how guys are appearing in training camp, as to post maybe after just one or two practices. You know, you get 3-4 under your belt, and now you can see how guys are doing, especially now that they're in pads. And you know, it's time for Devon House to really step up here. You know, the word is from the reports that I've seen, articles I've read, the little bit that I've seen myself, Devon House has looked good, but hasn't really, you know, looked great. Apparently, he hasn't made as much of an impression as a guy like Casey Hayward, who, you know, was you know, apparently good enough for the Packers to, you know, get him some playing time here with the dime defense. But, you know, Devon House, I think Zach Cruz pointed it out on the live blog before, you know, all the difference with him, he's healthy. You know, last year in training camp, Devon House battled some injuries, missed some playing time, I believe missed some games, preseason games last year, and that didn't help in his development at all. And, but, you know, as long as he's healthy this year, you know, his opportunity will come in preseason games and not just games itself, but if you count scrimmages as well, with family night taking place this Friday here, these are opportunities when the spotlight is on to shine and impress the coaching staff and show that you're serious about, getting more playing time when it comes to the games that count. When it comes to the regular season. So it's really interesting to talk about the secondary here in the cornerback position, just because there's so many, so many guys fighting for a job here and so many legitimate contenders, you know. Saying I guess I didn't touch on much here either, Casey Hayward, you know, it kind of seemed like not only during training camp so far, but, you know, during the whole offseason program, you know, again, my inferences from reports that I'm seeing, Packers kind of training Casey Hayward to be that slot cornerback, not unlike Charles Woodson, a guy who slides inside. You know, you hope that kind of is tough, can play like him, can blitz, can play the run. You know, you got to get that out of a slot cornerback, but not really very much so far given a chance as a perimeter cornerback. You know, the guys like Shields and Tremont Williams who play on the perimeter of the field guarding the outermost wide receivers. Well, if Casey Hayward wants, you know, legitimate playing time this year, if he wants to be a starter, you know, that might be have to be where he gets his playing time, you know, unless he just wants to be in a dime role at the Packers play 10% of the time. You know, if you want to be a starter, you know, because Casey Hayward's not taking Charles Woodson's spot yet as the slot cornerback. That might be coming down the pike in the future. You know, he might be the heir apparent. Or it could be a case where eventually he would, they feel so confident that they can move Woodson to safety full time. But I'm just saying the Packers aren't at that point yet. You know, they're not ready to make Casey Hayward the full time replacement here for Charles Woodson in defending the slot. So, you know, it'd be interesting to keep tabs on all these things and see if he does get more of a chance to be that perimeter cornerback and when he does during games, you know, preseason action or, you know, Friday night scrimmage, how he does in those situations. So, yeah, absolutely a ton of stuff to pay attention to in the secondary. And we haven't even gone beyond, you know, the guys behind Charles Woodson at safety, who you know, apparently will be getting a lot of playing time too, you know, when Woodson isn't playing safety, when Woodson is guarding the slot wide receiver, you know, who's going to play safety then? Is it going to be MD Jennings, who's gotten a lot of playing time so far during camp? Or is it going to be the rookie, Jerron McMillan? Things that, you know, we find out. We wait and see here. Zach Cruz says on the live blog, I want to know if Hayward can tackle. Preseason games will tell us that, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit hard to say during practice sometimes because, you know, a lot of times they aren't tackling full go during training camp practice. They go thump or whatever, you know, they wrap up, but, you know, don't take a guy to the ground. Of course, they don't want anybody injured during practice. So, you know, but it's during the games when you find out whether, you know, they can do these sort of things. They can, whether Hayward can actually, you know, be like Charles Woodson in that regard and get out there and tackle. PaxMac25 says on the live blog, I understand the praise for Hayward, but it's still early. Let's see what happens when the lights come on. Absolutely. I mean, nobody's here making any judgments yet. I guess all I'm saying is, you know, it's better to see good reports about Hayward than bad reports, certainly. You know, it's been almost the opposite for Sam Shields, who's kind of been getting negative attention, you know, one for being demoted, but two, apparently Sam Shields isn't off to a very good training camp in general. I've seen several times him getting beat deep by wide receivers on the offense, and certainly, I mean, you're going to get beat deep once in a while when you're facing Aaron Rodgers and a very talented deep receiving core, but you know, it's Sam Shields, basically, he's got to step up. He's got to step up, no doubt about it. That's got to happen for Sam Shields if he wants to earn his time back on defense, if he wants to be a starter, you know, even a contributor in the nickel defense because, I mean, you know, nickel defense in the Packers system, I mean, you're practically out there on the field all the time. You're not taken out too often when the Packers go on their base. So, you know, if Sam Shields wants to play that role, he's got to earn it. He's got to tackle. And we're, you know, going to see what all these guys have. You know, see if this emphasis on tackling is going to work this year. You know, after last year and the Packers were so bad, so many missed tackles, you know, Mike McCarthy has made it an emphasis, and not just Mike McCarthy, but all the defensive coaches, all the guys on the defensive staff have stressed it almost in interviews. You know, the defensive backs are out there hitting the sled, you know, something that they don't do very often during training camp or during practice. So we'll see when the pads go on here, you know, whether these guys can fix the things like missed tackles last year. And you know, maybe one way of doing that was just getting rid of a guy like Charlie Peppra, who was, you know, always a step slow, always a step behind, kind of compared to his peers on the field. You know, just not able to guard guys who have a step on him. And obviously, you can point to that playoff game last year, Charlie Peppra trying to guard Hakeem Nicks of the New York Giants, and just looking foolish on several occasions. And it's, you know, as they've gotten rid of him, and maybe the tackling improves as a result. And but I mean, it all does come down to fundamentals, or at least technique, when it comes time to when the lights go on, as they say. See reports here on Jermichael Finley coming in from our live blog here. Tom Silverstein saying Finley running routes with the tight ends and individual drills, doing a lot, but obviously not cleared for contact. Mike Vandermaa's basically echoing the same things. He's sitting during team sessions. So Jermichael Finley being brought back slowly here, not doing contact or anything like that, but is taking part in drills and stuff like that. So good to see that he's making progress. We'll see if by the end of the week, Jermichael Finley's back, he's able to participate in family night. I know fans out there would probably love to see him take part in the scrimmage situation on Friday night. So, I mean, how exciting here. Just that, you know, we talk about it all summer about waiting for training camp, and now it's finally here. Now it's finally, you know, training camp is here. We're following along with it. If you're a football fan, this is great. I mean, practice is here. Family night on Friday. Finally getting to games next week. Next week, Thursday. All Thursdays this week during training camp, or, you know, during the preseason, which is kind of unique, you know, that they always tend to. Usually, you play on a Friday here, a Saturday here, a Thursday here. This year, all Thursdays. Kind of unique, so... it's exciting time, and glad you could join us here on Railbird Central. But that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much to Howie Magner of Milwaukee Magazine for joining us on the show today. Great to talk to him. Great to touch base with him. Check his work out if you can on the newsstand. But if you don't, go to MilwaukeeMagazine.com or follow him on Twitter at Howie Mag as well. On behalf of everybody here at Cheesehead TV, I'm Brian Kirivu. We'll see you later, everyone. I'm going to take off here. I'm going to keep following along with practice. We're going to keep the live blog going. Keep it open so you can follow along, see what's happening on the practice field. And I'll chime in on Twitter as well and on the live blog. So, signing off, we'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Cemetery Walk 2 by Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. Go Pack, go. See you later, everyone.